I'm going to go to, well, some of our favourite peeps in the whole wide world. Philippi Village. And Bushra Razak is the CEO of Philippi Village. And Bushra received some very significant people in the last couple of days. And she's going to tell us about these people. But Bushra, just before we start, I don't think anybody should have a divine right to stay in a state-owned property for all of their life.
Completely agree with you.
Okay, so did you get the curtsy right? Did you do the curtsy?
I practiced. My team practiced.
Serious?
I just have zero coordination, so it didn't work out.
Did you do it with trepidation?
I was terrified. We were laughing about it for the lead up. We all thought, let's practice our waves. Let's practice our curtsies. No one can tell their left arm from their right arm. So we just left it at that and gave them the traditional Philippi Village hello.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do a curtsy for anybody.
Exactly.
I would greet people in the manner that I greet everybody, and that's with my hands in a kind of clasp, like that. You know, that Indian greeting.
Absolutely. I think we followed that process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you had some Belgian royals at Philippi Hub. What brought them there?
So this weekend on Sunday, we had quite a few distinguished guests in our space. This included His Majesty King Philippe and Her Majesty Queen Matilda of Belgium. But we also had our mayor, our premier, our Minister of Cultural Affairs and Social Development, and the rest of the Belgian contingency. And why they were here was because they're looking at the different links between Belgium and South Africa. And without knowing it, Philippi Village has quite a strong link. We have some projects and programs in our space that were supported by the Belgian Chamber of Commerce, Close the Gap, which is a Belgian-based e-waste company, Baz Art, which is an incredible public art platform that's also run by a Belgian. And these projects and programs are being run in Philippi Village. Although it brings international attention and international support, they're really designed in a very local, specific way. And I think the Belgian contingent recognized this and wanted to acknowledge the partnerships between nations and countries that are seemingly dissimilar, but are coming together for a common purpose.
And I can understand why everybody wants to be there where you are, because you do just amazing work. The excellence and the compassion and the sass with which you go about your work. We're talking about Philippi Village. For those that don't know what you do, maybe just enlighten us.
Thank you. So we are a mixed-use development in the heart of Philippi, one of the most underserved, under-resourced spaces in our country. And we used to be an old cement factory that we've converted into this really exciting, commercially sustainable space. We've transformed it into a place that links community of Philippi to education opportunities, employment opportunities, programs, sports and cultural activities. It is a really exciting hub that has everything from a five-a-side to a skate park, a pop-up cinema, a sewing school, a micro farm, all housed in this really incredible and inspiring space.
How do you think Philippi Village has impacted the community?
We certainly have a long way to go. I mean, our mission is to co-create a safe and vibrant space that connects the Philippi community to these services. But we know we can't do that without really recognizing that people are at the heart of the community, at the heart of the township economy, at the heart of the space we're working in. So I think our impact is, I don't want to speak about it as if we've been successful, because it's always a work in progress. We've definitely demonstrated that we've improved our links and relationships with community and brought them in to maximize their access to our space in a way that they could influence their own well-being and their ability to meet their own needs, which are more than just economic, but include social, recreational, and cultural. So we know that we are a place that has a lot of work to do, but has taken strides in strengthening connections between, I guess, people, the places they share, and opportunities that exist.
So would you say that the Philippi Village is owned by the community, or is that the objective?
That's the objective. Yeah. Absolutely.
And we talk about an emotional ownership and pride. Yes. Yeah.
And it's been the heart of everything we've done. I know that I often speak about the story. People are tired of hearing about it, but everything in our space has been so intentional. Mm. We've done we've invested so much time and effort in community mapping, community understanding and engagement. So before we paint a piece of graffiti on the wall, we're first establishing what is the story, who's telling the story, who are the voices we want to amplify, who are the artists we want to use, is there local artists we can work with, what colors would the users of the space prefer. And that's a small example, but it demonstrates the intentional
inclusivity.
Desire to co-create. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Bushra Razak, CEO of Philippi Village. It's great, okay? There's some photo opportunities for people who have no right to live in state-owned property for all of their lives. But, you know, once-offs don't really help what is an activism of the nature that you represent. You want ongoing kind of support. Is there ongoing support from the Queen, King Philippe and Queen Matilda of Belgium, or is it just a photo opportunity for them?
I will say to you that our team was very nervous about this visit, very anxious around creating it in a way that is not once-off or that sets expectations. And we were received really well by the Belgian Chamber of Commerce and the Consul General of Belgium, where they built with us over the last month what a relationship could look like. They realized they wanted to offer services, and we knew that our proximity to challenges allowed us to kind of co-create the type of solutions that were relevant and necessary. So we understood that there was an opportunity for international support and international attention, but we made sure every step of the way that the solutions were relevant, were local, and were ongoing and consistent. So what they've done, which has been pretty successful, is they, through their networks, raised funds to revamp an 11-a-side football pitch. The king kicked a ball to kickstart the opening of it, but they've pledged ongoing support to continue supporting the teams that play in Philippi, their coaches, and the upgrading of the facility. And I believe that they will, because they've set up a group and a committee to help engage with that.
That's wonderful.
Which is great. And we thank
the people of Belgium for this generosity.
We're absolutely grateful, and we are more than that. We're grateful for the ability to engage about long-term relationships and not treat it as a tick box exercise.
So again, how did you greet the royals when they came in? Was it just hello? Was it like?
Can I tell you the truth?
Assalamu alaikum. Was it namaste?
No, man. I was gonna say let's keep it a secret, but then I realized everyone's listening. But I was on the wrong part of Philippi Village when they arrived.
Okay.
And I was wearing high heels, which I never wear. So I was running, tripping, falling when I got to them. So it was a bit of a whirlwind.
A bit of an ungraceful entrance, isn't it?
Yeah, it was ungraceful. It was uncoordinated. It was not a pretty sight. But all I said was,
mission accomplished.
Welcome to our home.
Oh, that's sweet. That is absolutely sweet. Thank you for allowing us into your home, Bushra Razak, and keep on doing what you do, CEO of Philippi Village. And I do think namaste is just one of those. I think assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, is such a beautiful greeting. Namaste, of course, Hindu origin. It means the divine within me bows to the divine within you. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's a beautiful greeting. I would have greeted the royals like that. Now, it's time for news at 11.